USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 68,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Friday in the United States, which broke the country's record for a third consecutive day. Utah, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Iowa, and Ohio all hit new high coronavirus highs on Friday. Much of the United States, from the Gulf Coast to the desert southwest, is under some form of heat warning this weekend. Temperatures are expected to reach a record high of 106 degrees in Dallas. Meanwhile, cities further west could see temperatures hit 120 degrees. Dr. Diane Hess has some ways to keep you cool while the temperatures remain hot.
Many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. It's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Employees at one of Detroit's big automakers want their bosses to reconsider making cars for police officers. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains.
The Ford Motor Company is having an internal debate on whether to continue making vehicles for law enforcement. As many as 100 of the company's employees have raised the question in letters to executives during an online town hall. Ford makes about two-thirds of the vehicles used by law enforcement in the country. Company Executive Chairman Bill Ford and CEO Jim Hackett said in a statement they can't turn a blind eye to systemic racism, nor accept some sense of order that's based on oppression. They told NBC they were not pulling out of the police market.
Authorities in St. Louis executed a search warrant Friday evening at the home of Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the couple who made headlines last month when they took up arms to defend their home from protesters. There's no immediate indication that the McCloskeys were arrested or charged with a crime. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Continuing our coverage regarding the coronavirus pandemic hitting the United States, many people are left scratching their heads as far as what is closed and what isn't closed. For example, in Arizona, casinos can be open, but gyms are closed. Outdoor tubing, a no-no, but heading to the bowling alley and rolling a few games, that's all right. Dan McConchy is an Illinois state senator. He's a Republican. He tells Fox News that there's a lot of things that don't make sense in the state of Illinois as well.
Well, the state legislature is frankly not involved at all. For the last 4 months, the Governor Pritzker has issued these continuous emergency proclamations. He is essentially ruled by fiat. The legislature, an equal branch of government, has had no input into the rules and things that he has set up. Some of the rules that he's come up with simply has not made sense. So, for example, right now we're in phase four. Casinos can operate at 50% capacity, but museums can only operate at 25% capacity. Zoos, outdoor zoos, 25% capacities. Outdoor viewing of sports, 20% capacity. And the problem is that you have people who are out there who are looking at the rules, seeing what they can and can't do. They don't make sense. They don't make sense to them. They don't make sense to their friends and neighbors. And they begin tossing really the baby out with the bathwater.
I have reached out to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey regarding the rules in the state of Arizona and have not heard back from him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.